Chapter 5. Bright Night 1, 3308. A scream issues from his throat. He takes in air again. I can breathe. This means he is alive. Does it mean that? What happened? Everything around him is dark. Is he at the bottom of the ocean? Gronov tries in vain to open his eyes. He should be calm now, really calm. He listens to his body, sends signals to all regions, but receives no answer. It is almost as if he does not have a body anymore. Yet there is a tingling in his right hip, a tactile sensation. No, it is not a tingling, but a dull pressure, a pain. He has to relearn how to interpret the signals sent by his body. There can be only one reason for this. It must have been the draft. He has survived it. Life gave him a new body, that of an adult. Why did nobody ever tell him how painful the process would be? Because then you would not have swum to the shore, you idiot, he tells himself. Nobody dies voluntarily, even if there is the chance of a rebirth. After all, not all Grosnops succeed. Some are too immature for the draft, others are too mature. The metamorphosis only works if it is triggered on a certain day, the first day of the No Man's Land twilight. And now? Shouldn't his body functions become normal again? When can he finally open his eyes? When can he smell again? And when can he celebrate his victory on the beach? Gronolf uses the sonar to call his mother. Mother? Mother, where are you? He receives no answer, but he feels the echo of the reflected waves. His sense of speech is working, but his mother cannot hear him, or she does not want to answer. He concentrates on his body, which must have changed while he was dead. He carefully sends simple thoughts along nerve pathways in hopes they will arrive somewhere. If that was the draft, which is really the only explanation, his body must have been partially rewired. There, the smallest of the four toes on his right leg just twitched. Isn't that a success? He can clearly visualize this part of his body. And now fingers number 6 and 7 of his left hand react. He can also imagine exactly what they look like. They are the joints that can move in all directions, one at the base, and the other near the end of the finger. This is followed by the hard shell on the outside and the fine skin on the inside, which he used to caress Sindor when she... No, this can't be. Gronolf is confused. What about this scene in his head, which feels like a memory? Where is he really now? During the draft, his gills shrank, while his lungs grew so they alone can provide his body with oxygen. His mother had explained that to him. He can breathe independently, so he's no longer lying at the bottom of the sea. Somebody must have moved him onto land. Gronolf visualizes a row of tents on the beach, but that is also impossible. He never saw how the young Grosnops were cared for after the draft. Did his mother send this image to him? And why doesn't she reply? He becomes impatient. When will his limbs start working again? There, an eyelid is moving. He feels the leathery skin sliding over the lens. Soon he should be able to see the roof of the tent and perhaps one of the volunteers nursing those who finished the draft. He imagines his mother watching him. How proud she must be because of his strong physique. But still there is nothing. Either it is dark or his nerve pathways still can't transmit what his eyes see. There, now light is creeping up the horizon. Is he not lying in a tent, but rather on the beach? Is he one of the outcasts, those who survived the draft, but do not take on their fully adult form? Now and then something like that happens. Shivers run over his skin. Gronolf is shocked. The shivers were not caused by fear. They came from something outside of his body. There's also a loud humming sound. What kind of machine is that? What is happening to him? The shivers are caused by a cold wind blowing across his skin. Now it is getting brighter and brighter. Gronolf opens a second eye in order to be sure this is not an illusion. There is no tent roof above him. The glow comes from a luminescent area. He moves his arms. Now, finally, he can feel them again. He lifts his hand in front of the uppermost eye. 7 fingers. He has passed the draft, but not just yesterday. The skin on his fingers is brown, no longer a youthful green. He is an old man. He's no longer on the beach. He has woken up in a sleeping capsule. And it is completely normal to be disoriented in that case. How long has he been asleep? And why? He can't remember. Only his childhood in the ocean still seems to live on. The time when he defeated the carrion tooth. It must have been ages ago. What has happened in the meantime? Of course, his mother cannot answer him. She died long ago. Suddenly, he remembers how he and his six siblings sacrificed her to the ocean. This is where we are born, and this is where we end up. Those had been the traditional words he, as the strongest of the Plex, had been allowed to speak. Yes, seven of them came back, a lucky omen for his mother. But then something must have happened. He can't remember what. But that's no problem. Gronolf knows now who to ask. He uses his sonar to address the capsule. What is today's date? Welcome back, Gronolf Carriontooth. On the homeworld, it is Bright Night 35, in cycle 3876 after the Great Awakening. So I assume I am not on the homeworld? That is correct, Gronolf Carriontooth. Just Gronolf will suffice. How far is it to the world of two suns? The current distance is about 7,500 times the distance to Mother Sun.